You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a mystical, spiritual community radiating light and love, transforming consciousness. Our mission is healing lives, building dreams, and realizing God. Now, Senior Minister, Reverend Carolyn Mathlin.
Good morning. Spirit is in this place. Welcome home to Unity of Tustin. Welcome Denise Rosier back. It's just awesome to have you here. Whenever I know she's coming, I'm like, can we sing Spirit is in this place? Because I love opening our service with that. It's an affirmation and a recalling and a stepping into that field of Spirit is in this place, and we are in this place. And we do raise the roof with our shouts, internally mostly, of praise, of Spirit is in this place. So with that, as we continue our journey with An Adventure in Faith, for all of you who wore orange today, we are in our second week of Adventure in Faith, where we are walking the creative life together. Let us begin in affirmation and then continue on in prayer. And so, like last week, we're going to do three tiers of our affirmation. The first tier is, I am faith. We're moving into faith this week. You are faith. We are faith. So I invite you to put your hands on your heart or perhaps on your gut, your stomach as a way, wherever you're feeling you need to really embody this faith. Maybe it's in this physical embodiment, which would be more of your gut center, your lower chakras, where there's this embodiment of your faith, or perhaps it's in your heart. I am faith. So I'll say it together. I am faith. I invite you to open your eyes if they are closed and turn to someone next to you and say, you are faith.
You are faith.
And then look around the room. We are faith. We are faith. Let's try it one more time. By week six, we're seven, we're going to get this. Until then, we're going to keep trying and we're going to keep affirming. We're going to keep living it. So ready? I am faith. You are faith. We are faith. Let's pray. I invite you to close your eyes. Perhaps you even want to leave your hand on your heart or to your side in your lap. Feeling that affirmation, not just as words, but as a living energy, a proclamation of the truth. I am faith, you are faith, we are faith. And so, beloved one, we open body, heart, mind, and soul to the living, loving, divine presence that moves in and through and as our very being. Let there be faith as we walk the creative path leading to divine manifestation. And so it is. Amen. So last week we began our journey with The Creative Life by Eric Butterworth. We're focusing on this book as well as the spiritual practices along our journey that sustain us and bring us into a new relationship with the divine that actually ultimately culminates, no matter what kind of language you put around it, into an embodiment, a conscious embodiment, union with God, awakening, however you label it. There is this living from a Christed energy and moving in the world from that consciousness. So the creative life is really about when we cultivate that capacity, what the process is for bringing into manifestation that which is ready and ripe to come forward, and how we can be a co-creator and ultimately a vessel, a conduit, a channel for the divine, moving from the invisible into the visible, into manifestation. So last week we began with Let There Be Light, this first stage of creation, and we're basing these on the days of creation found in the first book of Genesis, There are a couple of creation stories, and we're focusing on this one in particular, because it describes the process of moving from unmanifest to manifest and how we are participants in this process. We are not victims. We are not doing it through might and by will. We are actually in relationship with the divine and have a co-creative power with the divine to bring into form that which is ready and ripe to be manifest in the world. So let there be light is this awareness that there is a consciousness, there is a point of awareness that comes into the world that started with that in symbology with that decree, let there be light. So one of the things that we looked at last week was this quote from Eric Butterworth that said, we are living today in a complex and changing world. If there is one thing needed more than anything else, it is light. Specifically, what he's talking about in that light is that this is the insight into ourself. This is the guidance along life's way and the knowledge of how the universe works. Perhaps it is a revelation of a pattern, or perhaps it is a divine vision that has come through and you are so on fire with this, with what could be this divine light. Let there be light. Last week, I talked about, from our board's perspective, the moment where we had this awareness of let there be light around our giving and the patterns of giving in our community and an invitation. You might have a similar type of revelation of something in your life where there's a pattern that is coming into a new relationship with it. Something is awakening in you, or perhaps it is a divine idea. Whatever is stirring in you, I asked you to, and if you did not pick one up, make sure to do that today. Your passport for the journey, where you can record what is a creative life demonstration on this first page that you are particularly aware of, that you are particularly connected in with, that it feels like it is a stirring, a moving from the unmanifest to the manifest, and you are to be a part of that in some way. So that as we walk these stages of creation, you're in relationship with something real and tangible. If you don't have something, simply be in relationship with the process and see what unfolds as you continue to walk the creative path, walk the creative life. So in stage two, we're going to look at in day two, what is said. So in the first chapter of Genesis, it is written that God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Okay, so firmament is an old school word. Do you know what firmament means? Land. Nope, not land. Heavens, sky. Exactly. Yeah, I had to look it up too. Because we don't use that word a lot anymore, but it's the ark over the sky, the celestial, the heavens. So let there be the heavens, let there be the sky that separates the waters, the lower waters from the upper waters. So first there was this let there be light, and there's a demarcation between darkness and light, which is an interesting play. In the beginning there was the void, the unmanifest, the uncreated. And then the first piece is this demarcation of there is a play of light and dark. So fundamentally, our world is based on a sense of duality, of cycles, of flow. It is not stagnant. It is in dynamic play. There is a light and there is a dark. And so the next piece is that there is a separation of above and below. So let there be the sky, let there be the firmament from which we'll separate the waters below and the waters above. Next week is the land, so stay tuned. In unity, when we look at this second day, the second stage of creation, where there is the separation of the waters, and there is the creation of the sky, we liken this to the coming online of faith. So first there is let there be light, and next comes faith. Once we say yes to something, there's like this OMG moment of what have I done sometimes? What have I really said yes to? Did I really say I'd go to therapy? I'm not so sure anymore. This is where faith comes in big time. So when we start to experience stage two, our full experience of this stage will be determined by the direction and the degree of our faith. So when we first get these points of light that come through and that are so clear and so pure, and there is this filling up of light. I've experienced this during spiritual baptism, which we will be doing again on November 20th. There is this initiation quality to it, but that is not sustained. The rest of this creative process must kick in. There are other aspects to the process of manifestation, because just because it comes in doesn't mean it will stay there. It takes our conscious willingness to be with and work with and be in relationship with what is moving in and through and as us in some form or fashion for there to be a manifestation. Even if it's effortless and instantaneous and there's just a clear direction, the more we get out of the way, the more that will be your reality. But in the beginning, as you're working with this, it's really important to be clear on what these stages are so you can be a participant, a conscious participant in it, instead of a unknowing participant in it. So the way we experience stage two is determined by the direction and the degree of our faith. What does that mean? So when we start looking at the direction of our faith, I love what Eric Butterworth talks about. Are you finding this book awesome? It's simple, but it's also really profound, right? For those of you who have been around Unity for a while, you're probably not hearing anything new, but it's also a great reminder of the power of who we are as spiritual beings in this world. And for those of you who are new, you're hopefully experiencing some of these foundational principles and teachings that have changed lives for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years, because these are not new. They're simply repackaged in the English language for a modern time. But they hold the quality and the essence of ancient teachings. So when we look at the direction of our faith, we always have faith. If you say you are having a crisis of faith, you are having faith in something. And it is unknowing, it is unclear, it's lack of clarity, it's something. But we are always, faith is actually always with us. It directs and it shapes how we are experiencing the world, and it brings from the inner world out into the outer world, what's happening inside. We see the world through our faith lens. So we can absolutely have faith in worry, in fear, in doubt, in things that constrict us. That can be how we orient our faith. And that typically is, and when I don't have faith, that's what we're really saying. I don't trust something. I'm looking at it through the lens of I have faith in being a skeptic. And can you feel what can just, if you haven't ever experienced that, then can you just do a thought experiment to see how would that feel to have faith in your worry, to have faith in your fears? What ends up happening when we have faith in our fears? They come true, don't they? That oftentimes is what shapes our reality. We can also have faith. The direction of our faith determines how much we experience and what we experience in this stage too. We can also direct our faith to being centered in love, centered in a higher truth, centered in a reality that is not based on the world alone, that is actually based on a higher principle that is at play. This is where, when we were looking at let there be light and orienting and allowing our consciousness to be stable in a higher ideal or principle, faith will be the one that carries us through in that orientation. Because what faith is it shapes the substance that's unmanifest, and it helps us see and relate to the world in the way that we are particularly, we are connecting with. That is what faith is. So we're directing it. So how are we directing the way that we are seeing and being in the world and relating from that consciousness? If it is based on faith in something of the world, that will be very shaky. That's not the faith that we're really wanting to cultivate when we talk about the creative process. You know, my cats, when I feed them in the morning, one of them in particular is very connected with his mealtime. And he shows up and he waits. He points to where his dish is and he waits. One could say that he has faith that I will come through for him. That's not the faith we're talking about here. If you are orienting your faith to a specific outcome or a direction of this is how I will know God exists when I win the lottery or whatever, that is a misdirected faith. That is not the faith that we're wanting to cultivate here. We're wanting to cultivate a faith that is based in principle, that actually can take many different forms, but holds the quality of the divine, like love, like peace. I have faith in peace. The outcome can absolutely change. I have faith in abundance. This is an abundant universe. I have faith in that. I see that. I have faith that God is in everything. Everything is sacred. I have faith in that, and I see and I relate to the world. I literally shape substance, this unmanifest, with that consciousness. That's where we want to direct our faith. That will help us stay in alignment with the purity of whatever the original idea or point of light that came through in stage one, that helps us stay pure with that original point of origin. And the degree is like a dimmer switch. It can be on low and it can be on high. And it really just depends on how much you are consciously in relationship with that. Are you aware of how much faith you really have? Are you connected with that in some specific way? The other piece of this stage, too, that's really important is that who you surround yourself with will absolutely make a difference. It will help determine the direction and the degree of your faith. Growing up, and actually I still have it in my house, it was a painting by Ed Miracle. Anyone familiar with his work? Anyone seen this before? It's two ships going off a cliff. And the caption is, "I told you so." So this is a comical way to point out, you know, the mythology of the world is flat. Now, really, the science and historians have said that really most people did not believe the world was really flat, that it actually, it's a nice story, but that's mostly what it is, that people knew it was somehow round. However, it's a lot better of an illustration to say, you know, at one point we thought the world was flat, right? Because there is a truth to it. If I look out, there is a flatness to the world. And the explorers were able to see the flatness and still venture out with the faith of roundness, of wholeness. They could see what was flat and know there was a greater whole that connected the whole entire earth. They didn't let the flatness rule how they moved in the world, what they were guided and inspired to do, to go out into the world and explore. So our faith is, we're going to want to really cultivate that capacity to look beyond the I told you so, where there's this orientation to waiting for your faith to not be proved out. And to see what might be flat, like an illness or a challenging time, or what feels like it might be insurmountable odds as you implement a vision, or as you let a vision implement itself in the world as you with you as a conduit, or anything else that might feel like it's flatland, like it's a barrier to a demonstration, and to orient instead with the wholeness, to orient with the experience of you are a divine being, whole and perfect, healthy and vital. There is divine love in the universe. There is success, even when the flat land looks like obstacles and challenges. There is more, and our faith capacity shapes how we can be in relationship. We can move with wholeness, move with that intentionality, even when it doesn't appear that is true. Because our inner state, our inner faith directs how we show up and how we see and how we move and live in the world. So this week, I invite you to check in. How are you in relationship with faith? What direction is your weather vane pointing in, so to speak, your faith vane? Is it in the direction of negativity or positivity? And where is it on the brightness scale? Is it really low? Is it really dim? Or is it super high? And there's some exercises that can help you cultivate and activate your faith capacity in some powerful ways that are at the back of that chapter too. So one of the last quotes that I want to share with you on is, faith is not a vague process of believing in something. It's not about parroting an affirmation and hoping for the best. That's not, especially when we're looking at stage two, because this is where we are firmly rooting our consciousness in what is real and making a commitment to live in the world from that consciousness. So it's not a vague process of believing in something. It is a positive act of turning something on, turning on that capacity within us to see the divine and move with the divine in our life. So this week, be in relationship with your faith quality, especially as you practice doing some of the practices, including tithing. That will be a big one to activate your faith, or perhaps it's your meditation time. You're not getting anything yet from it. Whatever it may be, notice, write it down in your passport. Do the work, be in relationship with it. Notice what you're having faith in, and question whether it might be time to shift that. And stay with the process. Next week, we're going to move into the seeds of the field has been prepared, so the seeds of imagination, the divine ideas are going to come floating in for us to work with from this fertile ground of faith.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.